Seven women took legal action Thursday against Dartmouth College in the American state of New Hampshire. The women say three science professors at the school sexually attacked, abused, or harassed them. They say the school permitted the professors, all men, to create a culture within their department that supported extreme alcohol use, partying, and other conditions that led to sexual crimes. The accused professors are William Kelly, Paul Whalen, and Todd Heatherton. They worked in Dartmouth's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences. The accusers say the professors harassed and touched women sexually, often while partying at drinking places or at the professors' homes. Kelly and Whalen are each accused of attacking a student after a night of drinking. They also are accused of trying to get women to have sex with them and punishing those who refused.
The lawsuit says the seven plaintiffs are all scientists and students. It says they were sexually harassed and sexually assaulted by the department's tenured professors and were expected to tolerate increasing levels of sexual predation. Dartmouth's president, Philip Hanlon, praised the women for coming forward. He sent an email to the college community Thursday. It said the college remains open to a fair resolution of the students' claims through an alternative to the court process. However, Dartmouth has denied accusations that it ignored reports of sex abuse that go back as far as 2002. The school launched an investigation into the three professors in October 2017. It never released the findings, but said it was preparing to dismiss all three. Heatherton retired after being told he would be dismissed. Whalen and Kelly also later resigned. The Associated Press could not reach Whalen and Kelly for comment. Heatherton apologized for his poor behavior at conferences, but he said, through a lawyer, that he never socialized or had sexual relations with students. He also said he did not know of such behavior by the other two professors, nor would he have approved of it. His lawyer added, "Professor Heatherton is extremely concerned about being grouped together with the other professors."
The lawsuit describes an environment in which women's careers were dependent on men interested mainly in drinking and having sex with the women. Those who refused to go to parties were often professionally ignored, the lawsuit says. The lawsuit also says the three professors would try to groom incoming students to make it easier to abuse them. The professors would make comments about students' physical appearances, give them special attention, and then repeatedly ask them to go drink at local places or during professional conferences. If the women agreed, the professors would then seek to get them drunk and have sex with them, the lawsuit says. Christina Rapuano is one of the seven plaintiffs. She claims that in 2014, Whalen forcibly put his hands inside her clothing when she visited his office. About a year later, Rapuano went to a conference with Kelly. She says Kelly got her drunk and raped her. The lawsuit does not say whether Rapuano reported the attack to police. Rapulano also says Kelly continued to pressure her for sex. When she refused, Rapulano said Kelly became angry and stopped giving her academic guidance. He also tried to interfere with her research, Rapulano says. Rapulano finished her doctoral degree at Dartmouth this spring. She told the Associated Press, "For me, it became a situation where I felt trapped, and I couldn't get away from it because getting away from it meant leaving the career that I had worked so hard to get."
Vasiki Chauhan is another plaintiff. She is still a student at Dartmouth. She claims that Whalen raped her at his home. Chauhan said she sought medical attention after the rape. The lawsuit does not say whether she went to police. Chauhan says that everyone within the department knew about the three professors' behavior, but no one spoke up or took action, she says. Dartmouth College is a private university in the small town of Hanover, New Hampshire. It is one of the 8 so-called Ivy League schools, and the 9th oldest university in the United States. It was an all-men's school until 1972. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Katie Weaver.